Welcome to the Disney Wedding Podcast, brought to you by Carrie Hayward's Fairy Tale Weddings Guide, the only guidebook and bridal organizer tailored exclusively to Disney's fairy tale weddings at Walt Disney World. I'm Carrie Hayward, and each week I feature a different aspect of Disney weddings, from the latest news, information, and money-saving tips, to interviews with wedding vendors and real Disney brides and grooms. I also cover honeymoons, anniversaries, and engagements at the Disney parks and resorts. Join me now as the Disney Wedding Podcast celebrates romance at Disney destinations. Today on the Disney Wedding Podcast, I am speaking with Lillian Hung, owner of the online bridal boutique Lyra Vega, about wedding dresses and wedding dress shopping and everything you need to know and how her boutique revolutionizes the process of purchasing your wedding gown. So welcome, Lillian.
Thank you. So happy to be here today.
Thanks so much for being on the show today. Now, when I was first introduced to you by mutual industry acquaintances from the podcast I was on, I was really interested to find out about your service and how you decided to start this business. Can you tell my listeners a little bit about that?
Yeah, so Lyra Vega Bridal is my business that I started about 4 years ago now, and it really came out of my own pains of wedding dress shopping. I was never someone who, you know, had that dream wedding dress growing up. Like, I've known what I wanted to look since age 10. That was not me at all. But when I went wedding dress shopping, I just realized that it was a really difficult and complicated process. I ended up trying on, I think, over 40 dresses and couldn't find one that was within my budget, which at that time was about $2,000, that made me happy and felt like a bride. The one that I did fall in love with was $6,000 and presented to me, knowing my budget was $2,000. The consultant still brought out a dress three times my budget, like to show me and had me try on, which after finding out how much it was, after loving it, I was completely shocked. And it was just felt like such injustice. So after I got married, I just got in this space of feeling like there must be a better way to do this, to have more information about the wedding dresses before stepping into a store or a boutique, or, you know, even just having more pricing information. It just felt like the whole experience was not great. And as an independent 21st century woman, I just felt really convicted in seeking other ways to do this. So that sent me into our research phase. Luckily, my family has some clothing manufacturing background, so I was able to get connected to wedding dress industries, suppliers, kind of up and down the supply chain. And then from doing all that search, I'm sure you're the same way as well, like as you had built this podcast, like just like as you do more research, you find out more about, you know, what's going on behind the scenes. And it just really gave me insight of how outdated the bridal industry is. And so Lyra Vega Bridal is kind of my baby that I've set out to change the industry and just help give brides more information, more transparency in their wedding dress shopping process, and the modern solution.
That's fantastic. Yeah, I know when I was shopping, which was a few years before when you were shopping, it was so bad that some stores would cut the tags out of gowns or not tell you that it was actually a cheap gown and just price it at whatever they wanted, and then you could have bought it online for a lot cheaper. So let's talk a little bit about the traditional process of shopping for a wedding gown, and then we'll talk about the Lyra Vega process. So generally, I don't know if is it still that they recommend that you start shopping at least 6 months out, sometimes 12 months out, because your dress is ordered and then it takes 16 weeks, however long, to actually come in?
Yeah. So the general advice is 8 months out. And like for your, you know, local boutique experience to be safe, right? Like you'll always be able to find that like, oh, like I found a dress off the rack and it fit me perfectly. And like, you know, that's like the perfect scenario. But to play it safe, the advice is 8 months out. And dresses typically take 3 to 8 months to come, depending on the designer, depending on their capacity to produce and maybe how backed up their orders are at that time. And, you know, I think most women probably have watched like some form of wedding dress shopping TV show or in a movie, but the process, as we all kind of know it really well, is that you would visit a local boutique, or you would go to a boutique that, maybe you've heard of, if someone has recommended, and then you would try on some dresses, and the consultant will help you give you recommendations and whatnot. And hopefully you find a dress there, and maybe you don't, you repeat the process at a different boutique, and so on and so forth until you find the one.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So, and then along with that, there are sometimes hidden costs to dress shopping that you don't know about at the time. And this is beyond things like they put a veil on your head and you find out it's $2,000 and it's actually made in China and you could get it on eBay for $50 or whatever. But there are also costs then associated with alterations, because it seems like the standard industry practice is to just order a dress sort of close to your size. And then when it comes in, you have to pay all this money to have it actually fit to you.
Correct. So the typical way that the dress ordering process goes is that your consultant will measure you at a local boutique, and then they have a chart from the designer, very similar to like a size chart that you would find when you're online shopping, where it's like, okay, if you're a medium, then you're maybe like a 6, 8, or 10 in this brand, So they have like measurements versus sizing, and so the consultant would do her best to match you to the closest size up that is available for that designer. And so when the dress comes, it's 9 times out of 10 expected for alterations to be required, because it's not made like it's not to your measurements, it's just closest to your measurements. The biggest one that people will experience probably though is the length, because these dresses will come in what's called stock length, which means that it's much longer than your typical person, and then you would bring it to either your local tailor, or sometimes the boutique handles tailoring, and then they would fit the dress to your height, usually with your shoes on, and then you would kind of get that height correction for the dress.
Got it. Okay. Now, can you describe how the process works with Lyra Vega Bridal?
Yeah, absolutely. So when I was shopping for my wedding dress, I thought it was ridiculous that I was waiting 4 months for this dress to arrive, knowing that they're putting in this order because I ordered it. I have to wait 6 months for it to be produced, and then it's going to come, and I still have to get so much work done on it. It just felt really counterintuitive to me. So when I was building Lyra Vega Bridal, I made it a point to limit that aspect of it, because it's one of those things where a wedding dress is such a special purchase, and from the day that you buy it or you order it to the day that it arrives, there's such a waiting period already. And for it to get here and you put it on and that it still needs work, it's just so stressful, for lack of a better word. So with Lyra Vega Bridal, I was able to basically, what we do is called made to measure. So we get our bride's measurements. Basically, you go through a guided form with us. We show you each measurement that we need with instructions on how to take that measurement. And then you send us your measurements down to your height, and then also your shoe height. So we ask for your real height and then also your shoe height. And then we make the dress based on your measurements. And when the dress comes, 90% of the time, it fits perfectly. And even if alterations are required, they're generally minor and, much cheaper than what it would be usually when you go to a boutique.
Got it. Okay. So I know there's a lot of trepidation about buying a dress entirely online that you haven't got to try on in person.
Yes.
How do you mitigate that?
So we offer style consultations with our brides. You could schedule it at a time that's convenient for you, and we have stylists that will kind of talk you through the whole process. And then, we'll use imagery, we'll use photos. If the bride is comfortable getting on camera, we'll do a video conference with them just to help guide them to a comfortable space. Our website, we have a ton of video and photo content to help give reference on the dresses, on different women, how the gown moves, and all that good stuff. So what we really try to do is get you to a place where you feel educated enough to make a decision. And yes, it does require a little bit of a leap of a faith because you've never seen this dress in person before. You haven't touched the fabric. But it's one of those things where we feel like because we've priced our gowns so competitively, that it's a leap of faith that's worth taking. And so far, all of our brides have been very happy.
One thing I noticed about Lyra Vega is that you offer a lot more ball gown styles than you usually find with online retailers, which would be really appropriate for like a Disney wedding if you're going for a princess look. Can you talk a little bit about that? And if you have any recommendations of styles that would help capture a Disney princess feel for someone who is interested in that?
Yes. So thank you for noticing that. That is a very conscious effort on our end because we do see ball gowns kind of being overlooked in the online market because it's typically just really expensive for the retailer to ship. It requires a bigger box. It's a heavier item to ship. So logistically, it's just a little more challenging for the retailer. But as a woman who, you know, has gotten married or in my dress search, like I just know that ball gowns for me was the one time that I could justify wearing a gown. So I really wanted to offer that option to women who want a ball gown, who want to maybe do this online, but really are not finding resources anywhere else. So that was a very conscious decision in the business to take that shipping hit, but to have these styles available for our brides. I would say like 80% of our collection is ball gowns. And for someone, I'm like trying to think of Disney princess right now, but we have beautiful floral detail ball gowns like our Amelia gown, our Serena gown. Those are kind of, I'm thinking like Snow White in the Woods princess. And then there's like glam crystals and beading princess, like lace details. That's our Diana gown and our Layla gown. And then we do have a gown named Jasmine, though it has no connection to the Disney princess Jasmine. And that is just like a beautiful light ball gown shape with botanical details. So we have a good selection for any type of princess that you want to be.
How does someone know what styles are going to look good on them without being able to try them on? In my experience, like I'm really attracted to sleek, slinky kind of gowns, but I have a pear shape and I do not look good in sleek, slinky gowns. So if someone's trying to find a shape that's flattering to them, is that something that the consultant would help with?
Yes, it's definitely something. Body shapes is something that, you know, and fit is something that we constantly talk to women about on our style consult calls. I kind of approach it in two separate ways. One is kind of introspection, and then the other part is kind of the research, right? So introspection is examining kind of your own closet, like maybe your prom dress, maybe, you know, it's like a fancy dress that you wore to a charity event or, you know, someone else's wedding. So women more or less have experiences of wearing fancier dresses that they can pull from their history, like maybe one or two at least. And then to kind of look at your closet in that way, and see, okay, what are shapes that I like look good in? What are shapes that I feel really confident in? And then to kind of like start from that direction. And then the other research part is definitely like trying things on and looking, you know, online and images, maybe photos of women who share a similar body shape to, again, educate yourself so that you can kind of narrow things down. And then from there, we make it a point to showcase women of different sizes in our dresses so people can have a reference point. And then this is where the made to measure part really comes in as well, is that, you know, because the dress is made to your measurements, like say some women might have like a really small chest, but they have a large hip. Like that's something that is really difficult to accommodate when you're buying like a store-bought size. But with made to measure, it's made to your unique measurements so it could fit your body nicely. So from there, we say most women would still want to try some stuff on to get that comfort of knowing, oh, okay, this shape works on me. To that, we say, go to your local like department store, like a Macy's or a Nordstrom, and try on some ball gowns to experiment with the different shapes and, you know, whether if you're a mermaid fit girl, if you're an A-line girl, or maybe you're a ball gown girl. And I try to discourage people from doing that dress up, try shapes on thing at a local boutique if you know for certain that you're ending up going to be buying a dress online, because local boutique consultants are commission based. And so, you know, if you make an appointment, you take up that slot of time and they end up not making money out of your appointment, that's usually like a frowned upon thing. So
Right. That's
kind of my like sizing advice there.
Right. Okay. So then you talked a little bit about the measurements. How does that work? Especially if I see this a lot, if you are trying to lose weight before your event and you don't know what size to order, or, you know, your measurements might change. How does that work with the timeline for ordering the gown?
Yeah. So the really exciting thing that we do with Lyra Vega Bridal is we can have your dress to you in 8 weeks time. So typically, I recommend women obviously not cutting it so short to order your dress 8 weeks out, even if you are planning on losing weight. But that significantly cuts down the timeline of when you have to submit your measurements and when you have to order the dress. So hopefully that helps a little bit. Another thing to think about is typically with weight loss, there is like you have a goal in mind, right? So I would just say, if you feel like your progress in the journey of your weight loss so far has been on schedule, or maybe, you know, you're a little behind schedule, or maybe you're a little ahead of schedule, to just keep all those factors in mind and, you know, measure it to your goal weight and then order it just a little bit bigger so that if you don't reach it, then the dress will still fit you. If you do reach it, then you'll just need a little bit of alteration to take the dress in. One dress detail that I highly encourage for women who are trying to lose weight for their wedding is the corset back look, because it gives you so much flexibility to fit the dress around your body perfectly, because you're just tying it to your body. Unlike a zipper, which has no flexibility because where the zipper is where the dress needs to close. So if you're someone that likes that aesthetics or don't mind that aesthetics and you're on a weight loss journey, that is the biggest recommendation I can make for women, because it really then takes the stress out. Like, that's one less thing that you have to worry about during your wedding planning process is my dress going to fit me? Am I going to lose enough weight? Am I going to lose too much weight and the dress no longer fills, like I no longer fill up the dress nicely?
Right. Okay. And what size range do you offer?
So we don't offer any sizing. You'll find no sizing information on our site because all of our dresses are made to measure. One of the things about the industry that I felt really needed to change was there's often like a plus size tax is what people call it, factored into dresses. So if you order larger dresses, it costs more money. And the kind of justification behind that is, well, if your larger size and we require more fabric, and that's kind of where the cost comes in. But for me, I just believe that women are beautiful in all shapes and sizes in our diverse beauty. And so we offer, again, our made to measure concept. So everything is made based on your measurements, and every dress, well, not every dress is the same price, but regardless of the sizing of the dress, that dress is the same price.
Got it. Okay. So if the dress is $1,000 on the site, it doesn't matter what size you are, it will cost you $1,000.
Exactly.
Got it. Now, what happens if the gown arrives and it doesn't fit or you don't like it?
Yeah. So we do our best to reconcile, you know, at the end of the day, I'm here to serve brides and I want our brides to love our dresses. And so if you get the dress and you take one look at it and it's like, this is not it for me, I don't like it, we have a 14-day return policy. And so within 14 days, you can send us a dress back in its original packaging and we do a full refund on the dress for you. If the dress has minor alterations needed, that's expected. So, you know, you would just go to your local tailor and work that out with a local tailor that you trust. If something is significantly wrong and major work needs to be done, but you love the dress, you want to keep it, we'll usually work something out with you. So we're super involved throughout the whole process, even post-purchase, to make sure our brides are happy and satisfied.
Got it. Okay. Now, do you offer or are you planning to offer bridesmaids dresses? Because it seems like this would be a great process for ordering those too.
It's a question that I get from time to time. Right now, we're still only focusing on bridal, mainly because there's actually a lot of options for bridesmaids out there already. And again, I started the business out of just wanting to give brides freedom in this journey. And so right now, our focus is just on brides.
Got it.
Maybe one day in the future.
That's great. For people who are worried that if they shop online, they're going to miss that whole in-boutique experience where you find the dress and the heavens open and the angels sing and you realize it's the one and they pop the champagne and all of your bridesmaids are there. Is there something that Lyra Vega does to kind of replicate that experience?
Yeah, that's a great question. So it's not something that we specifically done, but it's something that we recommend our brides do, especially with COVID. Actually, you know, online shopping has become, or even in boutique shopping, looks very different now than it did, say, you know, a year and a half ago. And so how do we reconcile not being able to bring your bridesmaids and your mom into the dress shop with you, yet still have that intimate experience of, you know, your girls cheering you on and, you know, your mom wiping out a tear and all that fun and intimate stuff, right? Like, some people love that, some people would rather not. But we recommend actually doing an at-home try-on / reveal party. A lot of women will do it like with their girls before their bridal shower. So like before everyone else comes, but like just your trusted circle of friends are there, and do it a little earlier on. And this will be after your dress has arrived. And basically you put on your dress for them and you still have that moment and you know, like, that is the dress, and it'll save you from having a million inputs at a boutique when you're trying to make a decision, but they can still be so happy with you and you're at the comforts of your own home without like strangers around the corner or a salesperson, you know, giving sales pressure to you. And we've actually, like, we love seeing wedding photos, of course, but we so love seeing photos and videos from our brides who's, you know, done these parties and sent us some footage, because it's just so sweet that the experience is tremendously more intimate than you would have in a boutique. And the girls really do get a connection kind of at that moment, which is really sweet to watch.
That's wonderful. Well, Lillian, I think you've offered a lot of great advice for anyone who is embarking upon the process of trying to find a wedding gown. So I appreciate your taking the time to chat with me today.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's our show for today. I'm your host, Carrie Hayward, inviting you to join me again next week for another episode of the Disney Wedding Podcast. In the meantime, send your comments, questions, and suggestions to info@disneyweddingpodcast.com. Past shows are available in iTunes and on the show site, disneyweddingpodcast.com. And for instant answers to all your Disney's Fairy Tale Weddings questions, check out Carrie Hayward's Fairy Tale Weddings Guide, available as an interactive ebook with continual free updates at fairytaleweddingsguide.com.